USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is unveiling new tough gun policies. In remarks at the White House, Biden is announcing steps to curb so-called ghost guns, which are untraceable.
We're going after rogue gun dealers. The last time we had data on this was more than 20 years ago. 5% of gun dealers sold 90% of illegal guns found at crime scenes. 5% sold 90%. These merchants of death are breaking the law for profit.
UNICEF says nearly two-thirds of Ukrainian children have been displaced since the start of the Russian invasion. An official says the situation is dire for those in cities like Mariupol, where kids have gone weeks without running water and working sanitation. The agency warning of the long-term effects on those kids' lives, education, and well-being. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Indoor mask mandates are back in Philadelphia. It becomes the first major U.S. city to reinstate mask mandates. The move comes as the number of coronavirus cases rose sharply in recent days, mostly due to the spread of the new highly contagious Omicron subvariant BA2. Philadelphia Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettengol says the uptick doesn't have to upend daily life.
We do not believe that there's any reason to panic or to avoid activities we enjoy and that are important to us. Our city remains open. By wearing masks, we can continue to go about our daily lives and continue to take part in the life of our city without contributing to increasing transmission of COVID-19.
Ukrainian officials say nearly 200 kids have died in the war with Russia. They report almost 350 other have been injured. However, the Ukrainian Prosecutor's General's Office noted the numbers aren't official due to active conflicts in various areas. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As COVID cases pick up in some parts of the country, a member of President Biden's COVID response team is speaking out.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC News appeared to throw in the towel on more government restrictions over COVID-19, insisting it's now up to Americans to make their own decisions.
This is not going to be eradicated and it's not going to be eliminated. And what's going to happen is that we're going to see that each individual is going to have to make their calculation of the amount of risk that they want to take.
The White House chief medical advisor said Americans will have to consider factors such as their age, vaccination status, and whether they live with COVID-vulnerable individuals when it comes to coronavirus precautions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden met remotely with India's prime minister to discuss deepening ties between their nations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki discussed energy concerns as some countries are sanctioning Russian energy because of their invasion of Ukraine.
We have, of course, banned the import of oil here. Other countries have not done that, so it's not a violation of any sanctions or any requirement or request from our end.
Former Ohio State University quarterback Dwayne Haskins will be honored at the school's annual spring game on Saturday. He was killed over the weekend when he was struck by a dump truck attempting to cross a busy highway in South Florida. Police are still investigating the tragedy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.